You're with Chris Barth
on ABC Radio Sydney, Canberra and New South Wales.
Now, there are some things you cannot learn to cook from those fancy cooking shows on TV. If you want to cook good, honest home cooking, the stuff fancy chefs just can't reproduce, the stuff that you can smell when you walk into a room, the stuff that you know is going to be amazing just because of the smell, where do you go? The CWA, the Country Women's Association, is coming to the rescue of wannabe home cook legends with a new book called Everything I Know About Cooking I Learned from the Country Women's Association of New South Wales. The title's a little bit of a mouthful, but so are the recipes. And the CWA's Silvana Griffith is here to tell you all about it. Silvana, welcome to Evenings.
Hi, thanks. Thanks so much for having us here.
Lovely tonight. To have you here. Well, especially because you've brought in an offering, which if it was smell a radio or see a radio, but it's not. So I have to tell you about it. It is a beautifully browned. Now, there's a technical term for a cake with a hole in the middle of it that escapes me right now.
Would be the ring tin.
The ring tin cake. And it just looks extraordinary. We're after a bit of dessert here because that's what we need after Easter.
Well, I think so. Well, why not? Well, it's not chocolate.
What is it? What's in it?
It's looks a fantastic. Lemon tea cake. And funnily enough, it's featured in the book.
One of the recipes in the book. So what else is in it? Because I was flicking through it and I was thinking, now, there's a recipe for a Spanish tortilla and also for Namako, Japanese mushroom soup. And I was thinking, that seems a bit of a departure from what people notionally think is CWA fare.
Well, we know it all. So I guess the beautiful thing is that these recipes are really handed down, aren't they? It's heritage, it's tradition, it's history. So we come from all walks of life and all cultures really, and come together, and hence an incredible array of recipes, especially in this little book.
So how old are some of the recipes in the book? When you say it's heritage and they've been handed down through the generations?
Oh. It's anyone's guess, really. It just depends on the recipe, I suppose. But knowing that we were certainly formed in 1922, so that's almost 100 years ago now, and knowing that recipes were pretty well much being issued and swapped around at the time, they could be going back for generations.
It must have been a really tough task, though, distilling out of what the CWA must have as a vast collection of recipes, just to pick one, for instance, Lamington recipe, when there must be a bazillion out there. How did you narrow it down?
Oh, look, I think there's got to be a Lamington recipe for every Australian, hasn't there? They're tried and true. So these recipes have been tested time and time and time again, and certainly through word of mouth and competition. Now there's a big area knowing what's best. So, and we're known for our competitions too. So you definitely know that when you're looking at a CWA recipe here, that you can be pretty confident that it should turn out. It should turn out.
And you give some competition tips in the book.
I know. Well, this is what I thought was fantastic in this little booklet, because historically we always have done. And they've been, well, I actually brought along the Coronation Cookery Book, which was published in 1937, and there's definitely an absolute stack of tips in there. And what I loved about seeing here was that we've really gone back to what our roots were by actually giving you some hints on, for example, I mean, how many sandwiches might you need for 20 people?
Yeah, well, there's a whole catering section. And I was thinking it's bulk catering, but it's handy to know, because unless you're a restaurateur, you've usually got no idea.
Well, you have no idea. And I mean, you know, to know that a kilo of cheese serves 50 people, these things do come in handy. And especially in the past, I mean, there used to be catering hints for having wedding breakfasts or afternoon teas at fetes, or even catering for stock shows and that sort of thing. And incredible. So I think that really the relevance of what we have here today, it's still there. It's just changed a little bit.
Because there is this thing that people have, I think, you know, if the CWA are cooking, the food is going to be sensational. Everywhere I've gone in regional Australia, whether it's with work or just on a holiday, if there's a CWA stall, it's fail-safe. And I wonder if it's because of the heritage, because the CWA was effectively a test kitchen for recipes before test kitchens were even invented.
Oh, gosh, I think so, for sure. I think that you should be able to go up and really taste and buy with confidence, because, as we're saying, it is tried and true. These recipes have stood the test of time, and what's wonderful about it is that it is still being handed down. So with a book like this, for example, when you look at the recipes, they're really quite easy. There's certainly no enormous lists of ingredients or tedious methodologies. I mean, it's pretty cut and dried, and it's to the point, and I think that's really what you want. So I think that it's just a wonderful thing just seeing that perpetuating, and we're really keen for people to really just pick this up and have a go.
Well, it's good because I didn't see any sort of foams or, you know, all that fancy
stuff. There's no foam.
See on TV, I was going, oh, hallelujah.
There's no foam.
No. Why is the CWA so famous? Maybe less for its savoury food, and I know there are savoury recipes in the book, but more for its jams and its baking.
I think because there was that real hospitality about getting together. And I think this is where so many of the incredible things that we've achieved over the last 96 years have come from actually sitting down, sharing food that we've made, usually a sweet treat, and sitting there and actually talking to somebody, talking about the issues that are important, what's affecting our communities, the things that we feel that we need to improve. And from that, from something as humble as sitting down with a scone and a cup of tea, that the most incredible things can be born. And just knowing that over our history, things like the formation of baby healthcare centres, maternity wards in hospitals, rest centres, schools and hospitals in regional areas have all been set up as a result of women who've been really passionate about being able to improve the quality of life in their community.
And does that remain the relevance of the CWA in communities today?
Oh, absolutely. We still are very much very firm advocates for so many social issues, still lobby government at all levels continually on issues that we feel are really paramount to being able to increase the state or the quality of life really for women and their children and families.
You're listening to Silvana Griffin, and we're chatting about the brand new Country Women's Association of New South Wales cookbook titled Everything I Know About Cooking I Learned from the Country Women's Association of New South Wales, which you managed to fit on a small book cover, which no mean feat, can I just say. Did the CWA ever have a lull in membership? Did it ever go through a phase where it was deemed unfashionable? Has it always been a really strong and popular organisation?
Oh, look, I think you'll find that, I guess it's like with everything, maybe things sort of ebb and flow, but really, we are still Australia's largest women's organisation. We're still about around 9,000 strong. We're across 400 branches across the state. And, I mean, just here in Sydney metro area alone, there are 6 branches.
Well, I walk past the CWA all the time in Potts Point and I think, what's the CWA doing here?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, we've been here for quite some time. So just to let you know, our Manly branch is actually going to be celebrating their 95th birthday in a couple of weeks. So we've always been here. And I guess it's a bit of a surprise for some people to think, well, hang on, you're in the city. What are you doing here? But, I mean, we're here to really support our sisters out there in regional and rural New South Wales. We're here to champion and for Australian produce and farmers. We're just so keen to see the betterment of conditions for everybody here in this state. And that hasn't changed. That hasn't changed in 96 years.
I would imagine, you know, almost 100 years ago, Manly was a very different place too. You know, it would have felt like the country because you had to go on the ferry to get over there. It was a way away. If you want to be a member of the CWA, what do you have to do?
Oh, easy. You can just have a look at the association's website for a start, and definitely join up online. You can call head office or our state office at Mascot, or you can get in touch with any of the branches. So you might know somebody, or you might think, hang on, is there somewhere close to where I live? A lot of us have our own websites as well. So there's so many ways to be able to join up.
And it sounds like, yeah, I always thought that you would have to supply a regional address, you know.
No,
I live in Tamworth, I live in, you know, Wollabada.
No, not at all.
Wappingo.
Yes, no, not at all. We're all very, very passionate. Certainly some of the girls here in Sydney have come from families whose properties may still be out in regional and rural New South Wales. Others of us who perhaps have never lived on a property but are incredibly passionate about our produce and supporting our Australian-made produce and farmers and everything that we have to stand for. So we're just so thrilled to see the rise now of local foods that are being grown, the diversity of them, the celebration of them in our restaurants and cafes, just really bringing forward that real patriotism, I guess, and being proud of what it is that we have to offer.
And do you have to go to meetings?
Yes. Look, they're actually a lot of fun. You get to meet so many people at so many wonderful women, all different ages. Look, they're from the early 20s right through to, you know, in their hundreds. I think there's a member that's just turned 102 and still active. We've got just such a diversity, and there is something for everyone. So whether you're interested in baking or handicraft, maybe you're really into social issues, maybe you just want to meet up with friends or make friends. It's very, very difficult to do that here sometimes. And I think that with technology and communication as it is right now, it can be a little bit alienating. So to be able to have a forum that you can actually come along, meet some people like-minded, or maybe they're not, maybe they're quite diverse and it's challenging your thinking, why not? Come along and have a go. I'm pretty sure that we've got pretty well much something for everyone.
Do you have to be able to cook to
join?
No. I mean, here talking up CWA cooking, thinking, well, if you want to join, you can't cook. Can't be a part of the CWA.
No. I'd like to point out that even if you can't bake, that's absolutely fine. We actually had what was called the flop day. And so if you had any flops through your baking experiences, you just pop them into the freezer and then bring them along with you to flop day, and you'd have it evaluated, which was always such good fun. So look, it's all about improving your capabilities and challenging you and, you know, maybe bringing some new interests along. So no, you don't have to.
Are you getting more and more younger people joining up? Because I feel like there's been a bit of a resurgence in interest from a new generation coming
through.
Yes,
and it's been brilliant. And I think you'll find that a lot of the younger girls are really keen on knowing the granny skills, if you want to call them that. They're really keen to be able to further their cookery or their baking, preserving, handicraft. They want an outlet, and they need a creative outlet. And I think that this is what we're seeing a lot more of.
So have you contributed a recipe to the book?
Not this time.
Do you have a favourite in the book?
Oh, wow. I have to say, I thought what was quite interesting was that people might like to know is that there's actually a quiche recipe in there which doesn't need any pastry. There you go.
How do you make a quiche without pastry?
Easy.
The eggs stick to the side
of
the tin?
No, you've got to grease the tin. But it's called Helen's Quick Spinach Quiche, so I guess Helen's got that recipe down pat. But yeah, you don't need to actually have pastry in that. So I thought that was a really quick remedy. There's some amazing recipes in here. I really love the baking that is using a lot of vegetables. So you've got, of course, pumpkin, but definitely also potato, beetroot and carrot. So something a little bit nutritious while being a little bit naughty.
You've added balance to the program tonight, Silvana. We've been talking about potato scallops and greasy stuff and all the bad food that people like to eat in the first hour. So you've given us a nutritionally balanced program.
This is the good stuff.
Leave it to the CWA.
This is the good stuff.
Silvana, best of luck with the book. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And thank you for our cake.
Oh, I hope you enjoy it.
Look, you can hear the rustle. Hear that?
Page 107, lemon tea cake.
Looks pretty good. if you want to get a hold of that CWA book, Everything I Know About Cooking I Learned from the Country Women's Association of New South Wales, it is out now. Silvana, lovely having you in the studio.
Thank you so much.